Good morning, saints and friends, and happy Father's Day, my brothers. God loves you, and I pray that this day is a blessing to all of you. Our meditation this morning is from Proverbs 4, 10 through the 13 verses, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Fathers are very special. From the beginning, they have been designed to be examples to their children and families. They're also empowered to make positive differences as role models in their communities as well. My father passed away when I was 3, but he saw something special and unique in my Uncle George. My father charged my uncle with the responsibility of assisting my mother with raising my brother and me before his passing. My uncle took this charge with a great deal of joy and cared for me as if I was his own. He called me son when he would counsel and correct or guide me. Much of what I am today is because of the many life lessons he taught me. He was a man of great respect in his community. He was an excellent businessman. He owned and operated his own business for over 15 years until he took a position with the city of Chicago. He was a man that would reach back to help others move forward as well. When he closed his business, he made sure everyone he employed had a job and was able to support their families. He was a fantastic man, and I loved him very much. I never heard him speak about his father. He and his 9 brothers and sisters were raised by their mother, whom he cared for in her declining years. I can only guess where he obtained his life skills. He would always tell me, though, whatever you see me do, you can do it. I think that had a very profound effect on my life, especially at our church, where he sang as a soloist, served as a trustee, scout leader, and as a worker and laborer with our former pastor and other brethren in maintaining our church edifice. I have unconsciously duplicated his life in my service to the Lord. Sometimes our daddy is not our biological father. This was a short tribute to him, my Uncle Daddy George. Our Heavenly Father gave his son Jesus to be our spiritual role model. He also knew we would need earthly role models as well. He gave me my uncle. Think of who he gave you as your role model and the impact he made on your life as well as the impact you made on your family and community. As fathers, we are constantly paying it forward, looking for nothing in return. We march as God-fearing men, following our Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus' example, leading our families to glory and guiding our children in ways pleasing to Him. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for fathers this day, Father. We celebrate them with gifts and accolades and cards, well wishes. We do these things to show our appreciation to them. And I say thank you, Father, for fathers. I thank you for being our Father, our Heavenly Father, watching over, providing, protecting, giving us everything that we need, giving us the very breath in our bodies. We thank you for that. We thank you for providing us with fathers here on earth that can do the things that you that work through you to provide us with everything that we need. We thank you for them, dear Father, and we thank you for the blessings that you give to fathers, the strength that you give fathers, the courage that you give fathers, the stamina, the patience, the willpower. We thank you for all these things, Father. Because fathers are special, and they need every bit of energy that you can provide for them. And we thank you, Father, for that. And as a father, I truly appreciate it. Father, I ask that you would also remember our first responders and their families. Things are still changing. Things are getting a little tougher for them in many cases. But we know, Father, that you can provide them with whatever they need to get them through this situation. You have covered them thus far, and we pray, Lord, that you continue to cover and bless them and their families. Keep them safe. Keep them on track. Help them in their attitudes and in the performance of their duties. We ask you to remember our healthcare workers as well, dear Father. The virus is starting to dissipate and wane, and Father, and they can catch a breath. And we thank you, Father, for your hand upon this, Father, because this is truly through you. And we thank you, Father, for our leaders as they have guided us through this pandemic to this point. And we pray, Lord, that it is beneficial and it is proving beneficial to all in this community, Father. And we thank you for them. We ask you, Father, to help us to adjust to this new, old battle that we must face again. Pray, Lord, that you will not let us face this alone. You have promised that you will be with us and that your rod and your staff will comfort us. And we look into that, Father. We believe in your promises, dear Lord, and we know that with this additional front, our burdens seem to increase, and we know that you will help us bear this burden, Father, and bring us comfort and get us through this time as you have got us through it before, and you've never let us down, and we know that you will not leave us hanging again, dear Father. So we just let you know that we appreciate what you're going to do for us, Father, during this time. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor as she continues to work and lead us to Father. We all have challenges. Pastor has challenges. And we know, Father, that she may not speak of them, but we ask you, Father, to touch her and guide her, Father. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to be her best friend, Father, that she can go to and talk to about anything, Father, and you will give her the answer and give her what she needs and give her what she needs to fill her plate so that she can feed us every week, Father. We thank you for all that she does for us, dear Father. We thank you for your placing her in our midst. We thank you, Father, for being in her flock, that we can pray for her and we can help her in any way that we can, dear Father. We thank you for her, dear Father, and we thank you for being our Father in heaven. We thank you for all that you do for us, dear Lord, and we thank you for all that you're going to do. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives right this minute. And we'll give your name the glory and all the honor. And we'll say thank you again. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen.